Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Internet just asked. You're answering. If you could only watch one actor's movies for the rest of your freaking life, who would that be?
Whip.
Gotta go Bobby Deep, Robert De Niro.
Oh, that is really, really, really good. Isn't it, Renee? Do you agree or disagree?
I totally agree. That was my answer.
Really? What's your favorite Bobby De Niro movie?
You know, I could just watch the Godfather movies over and over still be amazed by his abilities.
Right. I like him in Casino.
There you go.
Oh, there, yeah.
Goodfellas. He has a definite theme to his movies. Yeah. Then he got to meet the parents.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of softened up in his old age.
Yeah. Who would you pick, Violetta?
I was hard, but I think I'm going to go with Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
Because she's so delightful.
She is delightful. Many people describe her as
delight.
Sweet Home Alabama, Legally Blonde.
Never heard of it. Tracy, many people answering the same as you.
Good morning.
Hi.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, a very popular choice as well.
Hey, this is Will Ferrell. You're listening to Eric on the Mix. Hi. We're going streaking!
That's great. You're going with who, Dawn?
Sandra Bullock.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Been quiet for a while, but has a pretty good filmography that you can dig into. Speaking of a pretty good filmography to dig into, Bill, at number three.
Kevin Costner.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Mr. Yellowstone at number two. Good choice, Kathy.
I say Paul Rudd. Anything by Paul Rudd.
By Paul Rudd. And finally, Swanee has alerted me in at number one. Hands down, the most people calling to only watch the movies of who, Maureen?
Tom Hanks.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
You get comedies, you get dramas, you get just about anything you could possibly want with Tom Hanks. Yeah.
Maybe the best ever.
Yeah. What's your favorite Tom Hanks movie, Maureen?
Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
Life's like a box of chocolates.
Our good friend Gary Sinise in there, Lieutenant
that's
Dan.
Right.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Hi there, Kim.
Hi.
Hi. Romantic destination?
Yeah, my husband and I actually honeymooned at Sandals Ocho Rios in Jamaica.
Little Jamaica.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Right.
Jamaica, man.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Jamaica, they've got all the naked beaches, too, don't they?
They do. We were...
Did you go?
Topless.
No, they were sandals, so they don't do that there. But they were pointed out to us on some of the tours we took on the boat around island. And stuff.
I agree. Hey, Alexis, if you were going to take a romantic vacation, you would recommend where?
Maui.
I hear it's so beautiful.
Yeah. It is amazing.
Kapalua. Yeah, Waialea.
Whoa! Is that?
They're all
Hawaiian?
On Maui.
That's too much for me.
Got some apostrophes in the middle of words at odd places.
Did you go to Kanapali, Kapalua, or Waialea on Maui? Do you remember?
We went to Kanapali.
Yeah, there you go.
See? Aloha.
Kaanapali.
Yeah, Kaanapali.
That's
exactly
right. The apostrophe. You got to get that in there.
It is right in the middle. The Kaanapali.
Kaanapali.
Right, Laura. A romantic destination for a vacation is where?
Mykonos and Santorini in Greece.
Ooh, the Greek islands.
I've heard of that.
You can do no wrong. Yeah, the Greek islands.
Is that the party island?
Mykonos is, yeah.
Santorini's very chill, right? And Mykonos is very stay out till the sun comes up.
That's right. Santorini's there for the sunset.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
And how long ago did you go?
5 years ago.
And the romance has remained with you all this time?
Yes, I came back pregnant.
Oh, well, I think that speaks for itself.
Romance.
Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. That's what Violetta does with our top three things trending on Twitter. You ready?
Yes.
At number three.
Rapper DaBaby trending after performing at the 2020... What?
Who?
DaBaby.
Thank you. Not DaBaby.
Sorry. Kind of slipped.
DaBaby.
DaBaby. He's trending after performing at the 2021 Rolling Loud Festival. I'm sure his performance was great, but the reason he's trending is because while he was on stage, someone threw a shoe at him. And then he...
What?
Yeah. And then he looked at the crowd and he's like, who's responsible for the Adidas? Because it was, I guess, an Adidas shoe.
Adidas, you mean?
But, yeah, but he, like, dropped
in,
the S.
In Violetta's, in Serbian, the S is silent.
No, but maybe because it was one shoe.
We have actual audio of it when it happened. Have you heard it?
What? Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
That's DaBaby right there.
DaBaby. So it sounds different when he raps, but when
he
talks.
British.
Yeah, when he talks, he
Who
sounds totally
different.
Who
throws a shoe?
Right, honestly.
Honestly.
All right, trending on Twitter number two.
Kanye West being called out after charging $65 for snacks at his listening party in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Remember, this is the massive event that filled the 72,000-person arena. Kanye didn't sing. He didn't dance. He just stood in the middle of the field while everybody listened to his music.
God, is he weird.
Yep. And after that, he didn't even produce his album. Everybody was supposed to, like, be excited for the album coming out after that. Still not out. And now reports saying that it might be coming out August 6th. He just never delivers on the date that he promises.
That's part of his thing, right?
And if you were wondering what's in that snack pack, there was some kettle chips and some brownies.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, I'm struggling here because I think that this is an event that's going to air later tonight for the Olympics. But the people are trending right now on Twitter. So, I don't know, spoiler alert, if you
are
don't want to
Are you just going to say what people are trending on Twitter and we can leave it at that because we don't know. Maybe they won, maybe they
okay,
got upset in a loss. We don't know.
Let's do that. Okay, so this is two people are trending for Great Britain, Tom Daly and his partner Maddie Lee.
Oh, I've been wondering about Tom Daly.
If there's anybody out there who's worried about this being spoiled, I'm sorry.
I think we'd only be, you know, we're selfish that way as Americans. We're only really concerned about
So I can tell you.
The U.S.
Okay, so they win the gold in the men's
single. Well, don't tell us that because there might be an American competing.
Well, then what do you want me to tell you?
I hate the Olympics when they're not here.
If Americans are trending. Do we have any American athletes
right
trending?
Now,
or just a couple of people from Great Britain?
No, just some people from Great Britain.
Oh, what sport is this?
This is for the synchronized men's diving.
People might
be all right with that.
No,
I love
watching
that.
People might
I
be wondering about
that.
So, maybe.
I don't know. There you go. That's some Olympic news for you.
You think there are people wondering about synchronized men's diving?
I don't know.
That are waking up this morning going, don't ruin it. Don't ruin
this
it.
This really stresses me out. This Olympics around the globe thing, it stresses me out.
Right. USA.
Trending on Twitter. From the Eric in the Morning Show. On Twitter.
Yep, I'm going to get home and I'm going to turn that on the Peacock Network and go, I already know how this ends.
Yeah. I think we have to get to a point where no one can be mad anymore because everything is available. You can watch whatever it is live right now, and if you really care, you might be.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Tell me what's trending.
On the internet.
Video sending.
Always asking.
Got some never ending. Yo, internet. What's up.
Pow! And it's a question all about buttons.
Which button will Nick press?
Let's go live to our good friend Nick. We just completed the Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how are you?
Great. So last hour you agreed to a call in around this time. Sure, I'm 9 minutes late. And tell us which button you're going to press. Now, before we give you the options, we'd like to ask you a couple of questions, okay?
All right.
Let's start off with how old are you?
I'm 25.
25.
Cool. Right,
25. And what did you say you do for a living?
I'm a practice manager. I manage an internal medicine practice.
Okay, that's intense.
Practice manager. And how long have you done that?
I've been in this position for about 7 months.
7 months.
Good
okay.
job.
And where'd you grow up?
South Side of Chicago, Mount Greenwood.
You're Mount Greenwood boy. Nice. All right. Hey, you know Pat McGann?
No, but it sounds like every other pet I know.
All right. I agree with it. And do you live there now?
I don't know. I live in Oak Park.
Okay. All right. Now, the question we're going to ask you, Nick, and I want you to take a second to really think about this, to really plot your answer, okay? And before you tell us, we're each going to try to predict which button you would press, all right?
Okay.
Based on the information that you've just heard from Nick. Nick, the question is the following off the internet. Listen carefully. There are two buttons. You can only press one of the two buttons, all right?
Okay.
Button number one will instantly get you $1 million. Button number two will give you a 50-50 chance at $100 million. Don't answer yet. Contemplate which button you would press, okay, Nick? Contemplate that. Once again, button A instantly gets you $1 million. Instantly. Done. Over.
Just like that. Okay.
Button B, you've got a 50-50 chance that you could get $100 million. Okay? Hold that thought.
Okay.
Whip, which button do you think Nick will press, A or B?
What do I think he will press?
Yes. What button do you think, and don't answer, Nick, what button do you think Nick is going to press?
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with B.
B. Violetta, what button do you believe Nick is going to press?
No, he's going with A.
A. I am going to go, let's see. I'm probably going to go B.
Really?
I think I'm going to go B. All right, Nick, it is the moment of truth. Let me give you a drum roll. Have you reached a decision? It sounds like it was an easy choice for you, was it?
I knew right off the bat. I'm ready.
Right off the bat. Nick, which button will you choose, A or B?
Button A.
Yay!
You're taking $1 million and going home.
Yeah, you could take $1 million and turn it into more, but if you don't get the $100 million, you can't do anything.
That is true.
That's true. You're a practical guy. I knew that.
That is true. So you would instantly, you're not a gambler by nature, you'd take $1 million and skip on the 50-50 chance at $100 million.
Absolutely. I don't know. I'd probably go start a restaurant or something. I'd enjoy doing.
Wow. So it wouldn't even be tough. Like, as the game show host, you would just walk right up and press the button. You wouldn't struggle with your answer.
Nope. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Nick, we just asked 10 people off the air. 10 people this exact question. What do you think the results were? Did they pick A or B?
Man, I don't know. Two of you chose B, so I'm thinking more people chose B than A.
Nick, 100% every single call chose A.
Smart.
Woo. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Instant gratification. You get $1 million and sayonara.
I guess so.
Don't miss the Eric in the Morning Saturday Show. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on The Mix.
Parents still spending $4,000 a year on adult children.
That's a good chunk of change.
1 in 10 have even taken second jobs, started working again, or delayed retirement to scrape together the $4,000 per year they have to contribute to their adult children's expenses.
Wow.
66% of parents say they've dipped into their own savings to pay for things. 44% admit that they feel like they have no choice but to do so.
Well, what are you going to do? Let me figure it out by myself.
Yeah. Why would you do that when you can helicopter in?
Right.
The number one thing, parents still pay for their adult children. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
It must be.
Cell phones.
That's what everybody seems to think. That is not it, strangely enough.
Really?
I would have thought it would be.
Yeah.
I would have thought it would be. Is Bronco still paying for your phone?
No.
That's just a recent change, though, isn't it?
My sister's still on his phone plan.
Ah, there you go.
Family pack.
Yeah, parents are paying for what, Abigail?
Netflix or streaming channels?
Netflix, no.
Another good guess, though.
Yeah. Trying to get my dad to pay for that.
There's so many of them.
That's true. That's a lot.
Not having much luck. I thought I could just, you know, bury my Netflix and Hulu on there.
Right.
By the way, Lollapalooza is going to stream on Hulu. Did you see that?
What?
Wow. Yeah, Whip, you got to find out if you have Hulu.
I do.
Whip doesn't know what he has.
Yeah, I know I have Hulu because I bought it for the Britney Spears thing, but it turns out I already had it.
Were you looking at the nude Britney Spears pictures?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I be?
I don't blame. Is that,
I
is
walked
that a
by
thing
the
now?
Office. Yeah, she posted a topless picture on her Instagram, and she's...
They allow that?
Well, she covered it up with her hands for a little bit, and then she put some stars over another one. There's two of them. It's really revealing, though.
Back to the original question. Hi, Jamie. It turns out parents are paying what for their adult children?
Groceries.
That is exactly right.
Groceries?
Yeah, food.
But then they get to tell you what to buy.
No, they don't.
No?
Guess not. Well, maybe they do. Yeah. Violetta's so mad that I want you to pay for it, but you can't tell me what to buy with your money.
Exactly.
You just give me your money and I'll pay for it.
My dad pays for my iPass, so.
Okay.
Does he tell you where you can drive?
Well, sometimes he'll be like, why were you all the way out there? So many tolls. I'm like, don't worry about it.
Maybe you should change and put it on your own account.
Ugh,
what do we have for Jamie?
You have won a $100 gift card to Harry Carey's Tavern at Navy Pier. They are taking back summer with back-to-back Miller Lite Music Nights Wednesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 9 p.m. They have Miller Lite buckets, barbecues, burgers, and live music from American Idol finalist Manny Torres.
You take your mom right there. Mom or dad to dinner right there at Harry Carey's.
Oh, yeah. But who's going to
pay? Back for all the groceries. household items, cutlery, Yeah, it's nothing like your parents paying for your cutlery.
Okay.
Clothes, desks, chairs, cupboards. They're buying cupboards.
Wow.
Et cetera. Number three, grandchildren's daycare expenses.
Okay.
Ooh. Parents are paying for that.
Yeah.
Number four, household utilities. Five, emergency bills. Six, vacations.
Your parents?
How badly do you feel if your parents are paying for your vacations?
Pretty bad.
Maybe you don't.
I don't think people feel bad.
Number seven, they buy a car for you. Eight, house rent or mortgage payment. Number nine, deposit for rent. And number 10, buying your first home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anything forgotten that you would like to add personally because your parents are still paying for it that didn't make this list? The best ones, too, are the parents that don't realize, like, the phone, or maybe if your dad Bronco wasn't paying attention, wouldn't realize he was paying for your tolls.
Yeah, he is. I don't think he knows, but I have one of those monitors, and I took it.
Gotcha. 312-233-1019. What unexpected or out of the ordinary thing that didn't make this list do mom and dad still pay for? Is there anything else that we could put in your life at number 11 here in these top 10? Not many people want to own up to that, but there sure are a lot of parents going, you know what I pay for? Nine parents on older. Let me tell you what I'm still paying for.
Okay, right, yeah. Right.
Like everybody thought this one, Debbie.
Yes.
You're still paying for what?
My son's cell phone bill, and he's 31 and married.
Okay.
And married.
And any chance, any thoughts on making him go stand on his own 2 feet for his cell phone bill? Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely. I tell him all the time.
But isn't it cheaper for you, too, if there's more people on the plan?
I'm paying for my 26-year-old daughter's, too.
Yeah, it's not cheaper for her. She's paying more money.
Well,
like, if she has less people, it doesn't cost her more.
Yeah.
It's, there's a bundle
it's cheaper
package.
For you.
Yeah.
It is a good rationalization, though.
Hi, Trina.
Hi, good morning.
Still on the hook for what?
His gym membership.
Yeah, so you're paying for him to get all ripped for the ladies.
Yes, there you I go. Am.
How yes, did that, I yeah. am.
Okay.
What was that, Whip?
No, I just wonder how that even started in the first place. He just, like, glommed onto yours when he was, like, 10 or 15 or something. And then
hit the
just
gym didn't... when he was 10.
Well, some kids, you know.
Yeah. All right.
Like Baby Hercules, you know.
Right. Yep. How long has this been going on, Trina?
It's been going. He's 22, and it's been going on right since high school.
Since he was 10.
He was on my membership. Yeah.
Right. Yep. First started paying when he would go to daycare there.
Right.
Impress those daycare said. Girls.
Yep. Still on the hook for what, Angie?
Hey, Eric. Car payment and car insurance.
Oh.
For son, daughter.
Two daughters.
Okay.
Wow, that's a lot.
And how old are they?
One is 20, the other's 23.
Oh, okay. They're still young.
And when did they go off the payroll, do you think?
They probably think never.
Right, yeah, right, right. Violetta would also like to know if she can slide her car payment in there on your tab as well.
Seriously, I just got a speeding ticket, so the insurance went up.
And finally, Dan, you'll own up to it. Mom and Dad are paying for what?
School loans.
Oh, man, that's not cheap. That's not cheap.
I'll let them do it.
How did you pitch them on that idea?
They were co-signed in it, so they made that.
So it's on them.
That's their
suckers.
Problem. Exactly.
I can't believe they agreed to do that. Hey, it's Eric. Wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. Talking about that Tom Brady video. By the way, do we have the ability, Violetta, to post that video? I think it was on Barstool. We'll just rip them off.
Yeah.
And post that video with a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the question we're going to go with.
All right.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
All right.
How's
so
it going? You,
great. So you saw the Tom Brady video?
Yes, I did.
All right. So he's throwing the football into the jugs gun that usually spits the football out so guys can catch it.
Right.
And are you a Tom Brady fan?
I'd say yes. More so yes than not.
All right. And it seems like when you watch that video, correct me if I'm wrong, DJ, an incredibly accurate throw is necessary.
Unbelievably accurate throw has to happen in order to hit it perfectly.
And correct me if I'm wrong, he does it three times and keeps stepping back. Is that correct?
Yes, and then the last one, he knocks it over.
Right. Now, my question to you, DJ, is do you believe that video is real, or do you think somebody in this, in this day and age had doctored with it just to continue to build the legend that is Tom Brady?
I believe it is not legit, that it is doctored, that they're doing something where they shoot it out, he catches it, but makes a throwing motion, that kind of a reverse thing.
Oh, so you think it could? That's an interesting theory. I hadn't thought of that, but you might be onto something there. Maybe that's the case.
Hmm. Where they're, like, doing it in reverse? Yeah, like, it looks like he's throwing it, but really it's...
It's spitting at him, and he's catching it with one hand and pulling his arm back. Hmm, that would be interesting. I'd have to see if there's follow-through on it at all or not.
It's cut. It's, you know, he does the fake throw, and then it's cut, and then they shoot it, and it,
okay. Yeah, because there's nobody around. It's just him and the camera person.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, DJ. Same question to you, Adam. By the way, are you a Tom Brady fan?
I am not. I'm a Chicago Bears fan all the way.
All right, there we go. Go Bears. Now, do you believe the video is real or doctored?
Oh, it's 100% doctored.
100% doctored.
Okay.
That seems to be the growing sentiment, which, you know, maybe there's a little anti-Brady backlash, like, all right, enough, you know, with Tom Brady. It's amazing, but no one believes it.
Yeah.
Do you believe it was doctored the same way?
Oh, 100%, because here's the thing with those jug machines. They're spitting it out, so how's it going to go right back in when it's reversing?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Unless, that's a good question.
You feed the ball in that way, though?
Yeah. No, you feed it in from behind.
Yeah, so then that's a great question then.
Yeah. Unless it's off, and then he throws it in, they click it on, and it spits it back out. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got to be doctored. Thank you, Adam.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Bring the fun home, Violetta. Here we go. At number three.
I'll try. The Green Knight trending as people highly anticipate its release this Friday. It's going to be in theaters only. The movie is going to star Dev Patel in this medieval fantasy film. And it looks like kind of like a futuristic Game of Thrones. Hmm. So it looks interesting.
Called The Green Knight?
Mm-hmm.
I've never even heard it. Hmm. Am I an idiot?
No,
I
don't think I've ever heard of it either.
Anticipated on Twitter.
Okay. All right. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft's birthday trending because it was a star-studded event. Adele and sports super agent boyfriend Rich Paul were there, along with John Bon Jovi, Kenny Chesney, Meek Mill, and Gayle King among the guests. They were there to see Lionel Richie sing and David Spade do some stand-up comedy.
That is the weirdest grouping of people. Yes. Ever known to man.
Oh, my God.
I know. Did you know Robert Kraft turned 80?
Yeah. Well, he got a massage to celebrate.
Hey.
Okay.
Cut it out.
Stop it.
Cut it out. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Jennifer has made it Instagram official. J-Lo celebrated her 52nd birthday over the weekend with boyfriend Ben Affleck, and they took a steamy kissy picture on a huge yacht, and that is the first picture that they have posted together on their web, on their social media handle.
Get ready for many more aggravating pictures.
I don't know. This kind of makes it like official and kind of serious.
Right.
I think Ben's going to be around for a while.
Oh, well, define a while. Labor Day? Somewhere.
A year.
All right, thank you.
Hey, it's David Spade. You're listening to Eric on the Mix.
He goes to parties.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi. And if you're up this early, the good news is you're listening to me, Eric, right here on the Mix.
Thank you.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning Podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.